Hey, hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Sisterhood Circle, where we talk all things purpose, growth, and the power of sisterhood. I'm one of your sisters, Monique, and today we're diving into one of our favorite topics, how sisterhood fuels our purpose and pushes us to grow in ways we never imagined. So grab your cup of coffee, your journal, and your favorite cozy blanket. Because today's conversation is all about real talk and radiant growth. Ever meet a woman who instantly feels like a sister? The kind who celebrates you, calls you out, and reminds you of your power when you forget it yourself? That's sisterhood. It's not just friendship, it's spiritual alignment. So I asked my sisters, what does sisterhood mean to you personally?
Yep.
Well, can y'all think of a time a sister friend helped you find your confidence again?
That is an interesting question because I am always the person pouring. I'm never the person being poured into. So, being honest, I really can't. Because I'm always I don't know what it is that I'm just drawn to people that I have to pour into. I think since I've been in the sisterhood circle, it has given me an opportunity to and let somebody pour into me.
To you, yeah.
Because I'm always the one doing the pouring.
Yeah, I can definitely say, since I've been here, I've taken myself from the one being the one that's always pouring, being the one that's always there for everybody, being the stationary person for people, and being here, I've been able to relax. It's a different feel, like, to have someone that can do the same for me. Sometimes that's where I feel approaches is when the strong get weak. Who are there for them?
Right.
Nobody knows when the strong is hurting because we're so used to being there for everybody. And that's usually my strong, like, that's me. If I'm going through something, I'm just not going to say anything. But to being able to open up a little more and having a lot more support than usual, it is different. It's different, and it makes you feel a lot better. It makes you feel like.
Well, what kind of sisters are you in your circles? The motivator, the nurturer, the truth teller, or the quiet strength?
I'm more so the quiet strength. You know, I'm laid back, you know. Yeah. Quiet, shy. So I'm more the quiet strength.
I feel
it. But I'm there if you ever need me, you know.
I think I am the motivator. I am everything but the quiet people.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
I think I'm a nurturer. You know, I love love. Love it. I love it. You know, and it hurts me if I'm hurting anybody else. You know, and I'll stay out the way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, my love is just, you know, if you need me, if you call me, I'm coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, that's me. And I'm sensitive, I guess. My nurturing comes from me being who I am. So it is. But, I got some sisters that'll harden me up, too. You like,
when I can't slap somebody.
I'm
doing a whole lot of crying. That's why, because I'm ready to punch somebody.
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
Oh, wow.
Y'all ain't got a chance.
You in there somewhere. You in there. You pouring into people. You pouring into folks. So purpose often evolves through relationships and shared experiences. What are some things that y'all are experiencing in your maybe in work careers or you know, just being mothers and sisters and wives? Those experiences. How do you think of those things help you with your purpose?
it encourages me to want more. But I also have to learn balance.
All right. We gotta think about it for a
now. That was it. It's all great.
I think for me, purpose. It's all together, but
I think purpose as a wife is different than the purpose as a mother, purpose as a daughter, purpose as a sister. And I think, again, with balance, it's important to have that time with your spouse, time with your kids, you know, time with your mom. If your father's in your life, time with your father, if he allows you. Yeah, that's a whole other podcast. But I think what kind of keeps me on track with what my purpose is, and even with work, I've learned, and, you know, not to take it too far career-wise, I've learned that as a career woman, as an entrepreneur, as a mother, wife, the best job for me and role for me was a role that was going to give me work-life balance, and that kind of aligns with my purpose. The role that I play on my job gives me the ability to be a wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and do whatever else I need to do outside of work. And so I think, again, it's the balance, like she said. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we lose purpose because we lose balance. We don't have the correct balance, and we're trying to – what I have learned over the last 3 years is – I can't be everything to everybody. I can't be everything to my husband. Regardless of what vows were said, I can't be. Sometimes I have to be who I need to be for me. You know, and he needs to be who he needs to be for himself sometimes. You know, because trying to be everything to everybody allows me to pull you here, pull you there. And I love people to help, you know. But I do believe, and I made this post, I think yesterday, there are certain tasks in my life I don't think need to be delegated to others. I'm one that believes that if I got to take the longest road ever to get to where I need to go, that's part of my purpose, is to take that road and not delegate that to somebody else. Because if you delegate those challenging tasks, you know, in life of your purpose, you know, not your spouse, not your son, not your mother, not the sister, brother, you will find yourself not knowing what your purpose is because you took a shortcut. So I tell people that all the time. You know, I may make a lot of things look easy, but baby, I have had to go through a long road to get where I am to 2025. And I don't think some people want to take the road. Everybody's road is different, but a lot of people like to take shortcuts. I've never been a shortcut person. God can take me through having $2 in my pocket and going to this before I just like it that way. I feel like it gives you more discipline. Helps you, again, know what your purpose is, why you're where you are, and gives you the ability to kind of be like, man, I really did this. I really made it through, you know, this. And sometimes I don't even talk about some of the things that I've had to endure because it was for me to endure. And it's not for me to be like, man, I remember when I worked at McDonald's and I ain't made for $10 an hour. And it's a side story, but I was in college. I knew what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what we have to understand is that don't compare your purpose to somebody else's purpose because your purpose is different. But also, don't take the shortcut. It might, like, take the long way. You know what I'm saying? Don't wonder why this is happening to you. Everybody goes through stuff. Some people might be going through what you've been through before. You know, so that's just how I think it's purpose, balance, and being able to go through and to get to where you need to be.
Yep, definitely balance because that's something that I had to been working on lately. From, you know, going to work, then checking on my husband, then doing it, spending time with the kids, cooking, cleaning. So balance has definitely been something that I've been working on because sometimes you get overwhelmed, but you have to stop, take a breather, pray, and keep your faith.
Yeah. I definitely can agree with that. Balance has always been my problem. Been causing me to be absent from my kids because I couldn't balance work and life. And I did things of what I thought was best for me to get where I needed to go for the sake of my kids. But knowing that there's other routes to take so that you can be present and handle your business, I'm learning it. I'm learning to balance things, spending time with my kids, being able to go to work. Now I got juggle. So it's kind of, I'm learning how to deal with those things. It does get overwhelming. I can't say that. It really does. But I did learn a long time ago that you can't question why we go through things.
That's right.
We go through things for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's a purpose for us going through things. We never know the purpose. We never understand the purpose. But at the end of the road, we'll get it. you know, and then we'll learn that, you know, we work hard to get where we want to be at the end. I definitely agree with that.
And have an endurance, asking for patience mm-hmm. and endurance. Mm-hmm. It's just like, we fighting for our lives every day.
Right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. we really have a habit of saying, And I've done this in the past. And I tell you, when you change your mindset, and my sister helped me with this. I wasn't really a negative person, but the tongue is powerful.
So, I
remember literally about 2 weeks ago, I waste coffee on my clothes, right? Man, about 3 years ago, if I would have wasted some coffee, I would have been like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day, you know. Who cares? I'm going to the office, I'm going to sit at the desk for 8 hours.
Right.
You know, I think how we start the day, what we say out of our mouth as far as how our day is going to go, and, you know, and when we make this stop or that stop. And I think a lot of us, again, we don't get up and start with prayer. We don't say this positive things to help our day flow. And we don't set the tone for our day.
Right.
You know, setting the tone is prayer, using the calendar on your phone or whatever to figure out what it is you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are like, literally all day we're doing something. I know Shanika and Vicente, they travel to properties. You know, Shanika, half of the morning before she can even get to the property management piece, she's taking calls from truck drivers.
Right.
You know, Vicente getting the kids ready to head to the bus stop. And I think we have so many moving parts, but if you give God the prayer, like, God, give me the strength this morning to get to where I need to be, you know, God, allow us to get there safely. And, you know, those things, God, allow me to not have that many calls from the driver. That's a valid prayer, you know. Sets the tone for the day, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think we just, some of us just get up and we just go. We don't have no, like, guidance on how the day is going to go. We don't look at the calendar. And as women, as entrepreneurs, the calendar is my best friend.
Yeah.
If it ain't on my calendar, it ain't, I can't come. I can't be there.
Right.
I teach that to my staff. Like, if you want to be organized, you should have a calendar. I just sent the email literally Thursday or Friday. I'm no longer taking excuses on why you're not doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you use your calendar, like if I pull my phone up, I got everything for my trucking, my properties, everything is on the calendar. So when I get up in the morning after prayer, that's the first thing I do is look at my calendar, see what I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps my life structured and it keeps me organized and it keeps me from forgetting things.
Yeah.
But I actually took that from you.
Yep.
So
and read your emails, because you might something in your email, entrepreneur, might trump whatever's on your calendar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of twofold. Pray.
Yeah.
You make sure you wash your face, brush your teeth.
I pray in the bed. Sometimes I get up and I get on my knees. I pray, and then I look at my calendar, and then I check my emails, and then I go wash my Facebook. Half the time when I be misspelling words on Facebook, I ain't got my glasses on.
But yeah, so, you know, a lot of us do different things in a day. Like, I may work my full time and literally get off, switch clothes, go help my husband on the food truck, respond to emails throughout the day, and, you know, check in power school. I got a 16-year-old, he's in 11th grade. Yes, I want to be responsible, but we need him to graduate, too, so I might be checking power school. It's just a whole bunch of stuff we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of y'all don't even have half the things on y'all plate, and y'all still unorganized.
Yeah.
For no reason. You know, and as ladies, as women, you know, how many wives got to schedule appointments for the husbands? They act like they can't do nothing. You know, so it's just, it's prayer. Because if you can't pray, then you just going
to on top of taking my 30, 45 minutes to do my face and stuff at night.
Oh, yeah, skin self-care.
I got a whole regimen I got to do.
In the bathroom, I was Yeah, that's important too. Skincare, healthcare. It's not just about the soul. All of that stuff goes plays a part. Yep.
I want to say, like, no world of stress.
Yeah.
If it don't serve you, then
I had to learn it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can't do everything and be everything to everybody.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, and some people gonna like you, and some people ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it is what it is,
yeah.
You know, but I saw a centenarian. I learned that word. She 100 and some years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I strive to hit the triple digits,
right? Yeah.
So this lady said, "You can't stress," and then she also said, "Take a shot of bourbon."
Mm-hmm. Y'all got bourbon?
Yeah.
I got a hookah.
Got bourbon?
That includes that. That's a clue. That was a hookah, because I hit it.
Right. As long as it's going. Take us to 100 and something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and finding grace giving people breaks. Mm. Give yourself breaks. That negative talk that's in your head, ignore it.
Positive affirmation.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And gratitude.
One of these three, the other one ain't here gonna fit in the positive affirmation. Mm-hmm.
I can definitely say that I'm one of the ones that's learning. I'm learning a lot.
If you don't learn, don't grow.
Yeah, so I'm learning a lot. Organization. My life was chaos, so that's all I knew how to live in. So being here, learn how to become organized, being around you guys, it's teaching me how to be organized. Yes, it may seem sometimes like I'm being hard-headed, but I'm learning. I do take things in. It just takes me time to adapt because it's new to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to the structure. I'm used to just popping up, being whatever anybody needs me to be. And now I'm learning now can't be that for everybody because I have to think about myself. And that's what I used to lack a lot of. I used to lack a lot of thinking about me, what I want to do. So I can honestly say that's something that I'm learning as a parent, even at work. That is something that, and the crazy thing is I wake up and that's my prayer to help me become more organized, focused, strengthen me, because sometimes my mind goes negative so fast, I just don't say it, but I go negative so fast, I think everything's going to go wrong so quick, and that's another prayer that I pray every morning. I do, on my way to work, sometimes that's my praise and worship time. I cry in the car to work, I pray, I do whatever I need to do to take those steps to get closer to Him, to believe more in Him, because I did lose that faith at one point. I lost faith in God. I lost faith in anything because I didn't think better could come. But being around a group of women, my family, is showing me that faith is possible. Everything is possible by just having just a little bit of faith. Mm-hmm. And seeing examples, I strive like to have organization business. Like, you guys are like, y'all the real MVPs, if you tell me. I know that things ain't golden. But y'all the real MVPs, for real. Like, right. But y'all the real MVPs. Like, I know things are not easy, but to see y'all go through things and to witness how y'all come out on top, that is the best blessing ever. And I don't think for people that don't have that, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a blessing to be able to learn and pick up things. Working with my aunts, just listening to y'all have conversations sometimes, it motivates me. It just gets me going. Because she got about 50,000 things on her schedule going. And she like, hey, do this, do this, do this. So she puts me in some kind of way. And it teaches me something in a way. Like, everything comes with a lesson. You just have to be open-minded. If you're not open-minded, you're never going to grow.
And always, people have to understand this. The tongue is powerful, but your thought process is even powerful. Because if you are thinking it, it's going to happen. So if you think negative, I tell people this about people who say that they are depressed.
You're technically not depressed. You have just trained yourself to believe that you are depressed. Mm-hmm. So when you believe that you are these things, it leads to mental illness, it leads to medication, mm-hmm. it leads to all types of stuff. I don't want to hear that. Like, even with Facebook posts and Instagram post, you are what you post. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to believe that just because somebody pops up and say that they're depressed. I personally don't share stuff like that. Yeah. Because my mindset is so different, and now that I'm deep into psychology, all this mental health stuff, it starts from the person.
From the mind.
Our mind is a terrible way. Mental health can be caught if we accept it in the beginning and deal with it. Because we are what we surround ourselves. We are what we breathe. We are what we hear. We allow to come into our spirit. Like, that's why my prayer is to protect my ears.
That's right.
Protect my ears. Because we are all of that stuff. And I think, go ahead, Jim.
And that go back to the book we read.
Yeah.
Trying your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think, too, manifestation. I don't think people post and share posts with other people. One thing I really believe in is manifestation. And when I say that, now, it's just like, all this stuff ties back to scripture. It's just like faith with no work is dead.
Right.
Manifestation is real. I looked at one of my friends from college earlier this year had a vision board party. One's going to be coming from Sister Circle. And everything on my vision board, for the most part, literally, except for one thing, but it's in the process, has literally come to pass this year.
Okay.
I'm talking about from finances to self-discipline and speaking it, but also doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my goal is, my husband and I, is to save up mentally a year worth of income.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I think with the way that the world is going, that just puts you in a better position to be able to cover unexpected costs and things of that nature. But I'll tell anybody, man, we haven't been able to travel. We never took a honeymoon. We've been married, it'll be 12 years in November. We couldn't afford to. And the way that I am financially, how we run our household, if we can't afford to go somewhere and actually spend the money and not rob Peter to pay Paul, we're not going to go. Because we've been there,
right,
where you go somewhere to rob Peter to pay Paul, and now you're in debt. So when you learn from those experiences, you start to know, okay, if we can't do it right now, God, don't worry about, you know, death upon us, whatever. God is going to see fit for us to do it when the time comes. And so I think manifestation, but actually putting in the work, and I think a lot of women, we have a lot of potential, but we don't want to put in the work.
The easy way out.
We don't want to manifest. Yeah. We want to sit on Facebook all day and see what this person's doing, what that person's doing. And, you know, the
monitoring spirits.
You can't get nothing done
on Facebook.
Let me tell y'all something.
Unless you get that check that you
right.
On the weekend is kind of when I kick back.
Kick back, yep.
But during the week, I'm focusing on my business, my job, and what I need to be doing in life. I'm doing the same thing right now. I am focusing on getting ahead. And I have my budget book, and I've been trying to get her to start doing the budget, because your finances is also an indication of how you live your life.
Right.
So if your finances is a mess, then it lets me know that you're a mess. So my goal is to get ahead. Like, I just told her I did my budget for October. I need her to work on her budget, but you got to stay consistent. And that's what I've been trying to pour into her, is staying consistent. Stop having an excuse on why this can't get done or why that can't get done. Like, get your budget, stick to your budget, and life is so much easier. I used to be that person that I will blow.
You won't buy them shoes,
so I won't buy them. Because I'm the type of person, I live one time that now. What I don't do is I save, but I don't like to nickel and dime. I just, if I'm going to spend, I'm going to spend it. I'm not nickel and diming nothing. If I'm traveling somewhere, I'm spending. Mm-hmm. So I just never been a nickel and dime type person, but I do watch my finances more now. And I was sharing with her, like, my goal, because I know we're going to be traveling Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm trying to get ahead of everything. Mm-hmm. So when I come back, I ain't got nothing to pay. I'm still amazing. I'm still good. I'm still saving. I don't want to go somewhere, then I'm trying to do this and do that, and I got to come back. Oh, I got this idea. I got to do this. Like, that's not how I want to live my life. I make enough money that I should have about 3 years of income saved up, but unfortunately, things happen, and I'm a wife, so when my husband can't pick up the slack, I don't have a problem stepping in and doing what I'm supposed to, because he would do the same for me. So when his work slows up, guess what? I'm stepping in doing what I need to do, but the way
way that I'm setting it up for 2026, I'm not going to have to do that because we're going to already be ahead of
that. Right.
So we already prepared for the slow, the snowy days and it being cold and all of that stuff. And that's another thing to women that are listening. If you are married, work together.
Stop that's right.
Work together. Stop living divided.
For self.
Doing in the community. Like, we're super excited. Make sure that you are following us. Where, Monique?
Sisterhood Circle, RBA. You can also hear this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts.
Sisters, your purpose is unfolding every single day through your choices, your courage, and the way you lift others up along the way. Remember, we rise higher together. Thanks for hanging out with me today and our sisters in the sister circle. Don't forget to follow and share this episode with your tribe and tag us with your favorite takeaway. Until next time, keep shining, keep growing, and keep loving out loud.